What is going on, guys? And welcome
Seriously?
To... What?
Are you a mic hog again?
I thought you wanted me to do it.
No. Once again, host, producer. You're supposed to just work your little keyboard, which you failed that last time.
Okay.
No one really told me what the co-host does. I'm just over here co-ing.
The co-host is basically, you're there for comic relief.
Okay.
You're there for comic relief.
Your beauty.
I missed the key the first time. It took me.
Exactly.
Still working on it.
I understand.
You're still failing at that, but I mean, I got that. I mean, we have not produced anything.
But you know, when something awesome happens, like Gabe is here.
Yes.
Whoa. Hey, hold on a minute here. Before we get to him, hey, I'm happy with God. This is one down, five up.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get the semantics out of the way, okay? And our special guest today is Gabe.
What is up? Thank you guys for having me today.
Oh, yeah.
I really appreciate it.
We couldn't have thought of anyone else we wanted for our second episode.
Second episode. How was second the first episode? One?
It's pretty crappy.
I mean,
I didn't do very good on the board. They kept making fun of me for not getting it right.
I heard you were a Mike Hog.
Hog.
Hog. Hog. Okay.
Mike Hog. Hog.
Okay. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of, like, big things we're talking about today, so.
Oh, my
Speaking
God.
Speaking of big things, we have heard. Okay.
What?
Okay. I'm trying to do better on this board.
Hey, so far you actually got a few sound effects in.
Hey! I was waiting for that one. My finger was on the key. I'm not going to lie.
So, our episode today is going to talk about. I have two GMs here.
Yep.
And the youngest GM of the Baker history. I would like to say, right?
Baker or forever?
Probably any dealership.
Probably
ever.
Any
Unless
dealership.
Someone got one from their daddy, you definitely are the
We also
youngest.
Talked on the last episode. Are you old enough to drink?
I just turned 22.
22?
Okay. See, I told you.
2 months ago.
I swear you were like 20.
I look it, but 22, man.
Hey, when he's 40, he's going to look good.
Oh, don't... We don't say that dirty.
I hope.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I hope I still look good at like 50. Well,
this is what 40 looks like.
Hey, whoa! We do not use that word around here. Okay, there's some things I'm not taking this well this year. All
right, you got the mug, right?
I see the grace.
Did you get the mug? The 40?
No, you asked me the last time you were down.
Yeah, but I thought you would have got one by now.
You were supposed to get it for me.
Wait, I actually just thought about it. Something happened today, and we were actually gonna have a conversation about it. Happy, do you remember what we're talking about? You went and somebody got you food.
Oh, yeah.
And Happy's been holding it in for hours. And I told him he needed to wait till the first episode, but he didn't. So we could have that conversation now and Gabe can get
food. Who got
in.
You food? What's so exciting about somebody getting Happy food?
The GM actually got me food.
The general manager of Battleship
The general Cycles manager of actually got me food. So that's how we run down here at Battleship Cycles. Wow.
I can't even leave my dealership.
No,
I don't think you want to.
Oh, God.
I mean, do you actually have anybody else at your dealership besides you?
Oh, that's cold.
All right, man. I see that this invite was short lasted. And
but hi, I'm
the whole one, the best part about this is I want Ben Wayne to ask you this. How do you run out of gas in the McDonald's drive-thru?
You ran out of gas?
As the person was giving me the food, what? My car said, bloop, bloop, bloop. And I was like, oh, dude, no, what? Code red. So the first thing I needed to do was call someone here at the store and get the gas. But it was so funny because I couldn't even open the door. It was so close to the window that I'm like, I don't know. So the guy that was handing food had to come out and actually push my car to a parking spot for me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was.
Joe.
So that's the funny part. It's like he let me take his car for a day. It had 10 miles left in the tank.
I borrowed Joe's car. He used to get free gas from me all the time because every time I borrowed his car, because at a long time, I only rode motorcycle. Like my wife had the truck. I had the bike, and that's all I did. So he begged me, please take my car. I'll take the truck home. Okay.
Always came back.
It made you fill it up with gas.
Always came back with a full tank.
Oh my!
It's Mango, man.
And he never filled up my Jeep though. So
it's
like,
he doesn't fill up his own car. It's Mango. Yeah. You borrow something, you fill up the tank, right?
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, your obsession, Chris Linger. He's borrowed my bike a couple times. It's come back with a full tank.
Why did you have to mention Chris Linger?
Because you're in love with him
on this episode.
Because he's going to be a future guest of ours, okay?
Future guest, eh?
He's going to be a future special guest like you.
All right.
Okay. The real topic of conversation is, I want to ask these two general managers, why can I not sell bikes and parts right now? what is going on with the industry in general where there's no motorcycles out there? There's no parts to be sold. There's no brand new bikes to be sold. The used market has gone crazy. Okay. It's
going stupid, yeah.
It's gone crazy. I mean, we're paying MSRP prices for used bikes almost.
Yeah, it's definitely something I've never seen before. It's unprecedented. Just as far as, you know, we've never only had four new Indians on the showroom floor at one time. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, to get a pre-order now, you know, to wait, you know, most people are used to, you know, walking to a dealership, leaving on a bike that day. That's not something that can happen now, especially not on a new Indian.
This is like the 1990s Harleys dealerships.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, we used to pride ourselves in, you know, the experience of getting your new bike, the, you know, the joy, the happiness. You know, it's a lot harder to build, you know, the enthusiasm of, yeah, I'm going to go get my new bike, and now I got to wait 2 months.
You're forcing me to sell those.
What are those? Come on, man, say it. Did anybody watch that video of James on the Harley?
Yes, I did.
So is that those or is that?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's not, don't get me wrong.
Oh my God. Can
there's
we nothing, say Harley on this?
Yes, we can say Harley because I mean, we're not.
Yeah, I mean, right now, Harleys are a big part of the.
Hold on. Say it again.
Harley.
Oh. You missed the cue again. Yeah. You missed it. It's more like.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So, well, anyways,
Davis, he did. Excuse me. I have to burp. Can I burp in this?
No way. Nobody wants to hear that.
What? No. I didn't know. What
is, and this is why we were talking about mic etiquette last time, right?
Yeah.
Mic etiquette. Is that a thing?
Well, the whole thing was Happy was talking, and then he would like get away. And
I would drift. Drift away. There ain't no way Happy has mic etiquette. He barely.
I don't have
etiquette.
Mic etiquette. I'm supposed to hold on. I'm supposed to do this. Okay, I'm supposed to be able to see the mic as I talk to you.
Okay.
But once again,
we are off topic every time.
Every time. Harley Davidsons. You're forcing me to sell Harley Davidsons. Use Harley Davidsons, and I like them.
I don't think we're forcing you, buddy. I think it's your only option to make money and make the most money that you can right now, right?
Why?
With what you got.
Why can't I get new Indians? Why can't you get you brand new dealership?
I am a brand new dealership, and I think this is last month was the biggest month. That September, right, was the month I got the most new inventory.
How many did you get?
Year. 15.
You got 15?
15 new units last month.
You know how many we're supposed to get this month?
How many?
One.
Wow.
Yeah.
One motorcycle.
Well, I got 5 new ones in the warehouse right now, so I mean, I'm getting more inventory, I think. It's supposed to get better, but they said a lot of my other stuff is like...
Just because you're a new dealership that you're actually getting inventory?
No.
I do think that the Metric brands have a little bit more thumb on the pulse when it comes to getting inventory to dealers. For some reason, the American companies are just, they're struggling hard.
Because they don't get it made in America. I mean, yikes.
That's true. I mean, it's a lot easier if you're getting the parts. You know, you're the part person, you know what I'm saying? Okay. If you're making the parts.
I've even noticed that from going into all the stores and making the videos and stuff. At the Metric stores, they constantly get new inventory. They have more inventory. But at these stores, like we're at now.
American.
Indian. Made. You know, you guys had so much inventory, which was awesome. And then you guys kind of went down and that came back up. Well, now there's, three, you know. That are still for sale.
Three new ones, right?
Four. And we have four. We have an FTR, two Roadmasters, and a Super Chief.
Can I?
A Super Chief.
Super Chief.
I want Super Chief.
I do think that this is really cool. This is really cool for us in a sense because you're able to build up the relationship before the sale, in a sense, right?
Yeah. There's only thing with that, how long do you have to build the relationship? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking about 2 months.
A month is fine. I remember last year when I waited for my bike, okay?
Yeah.
We had to bring it in. It was, I think, down in Texas or something like that. It drove me nuts for a month, having to wait for a bike. Right. I could not wait. I was dreaming about the bike. I was looking at it. I had a backdrop on my back of my computer. I was like, this is awesome. This is awesome. When's it going to get here?
Right.
Like you. I couldn't imagine waiting 2, 3, 4 months to get a bike right now.
Right. And we're only talking about the bikes. We're not even talking about the parts. The parts is a whole other
issue. Boats, right?
Whoa, this is one down, five up. We are not bringing that four-letter word up in my place, okay?
Oh, man, sorry about that.
Bike is a four-letter word.
Bike is a four-letter
word. It's a good four-letter word. Etiquette. So.
All right. Well, parts, too.
But parts, I mean, I've had parts on back order for 9 months.
Right.
And people are like, hey. Is my parts there? Dude, it's only been 2 weeks. Yeah, I know. It's getting ridiculous. Bro, I wish I could actually you know, give sympathy to you, but I've had the same part on backwards for the last 9 months.
And it almost makes you look like the bad guy every time because you're the guy answering the phone going, oh, I don't have your parts. And they're mad, but you're not the one making the parts.
I'm not the one making the parts. I'm not the one shipping the part. I'm not the one. All I do is click a button in the sense of ordering parts. And I like to think I do a pretty good job in stocking the parts that
Sell the most, right?
We sell the most of.
I'd be curious just to know if Harley is having these same issues as far as motorcycles and as far as parts.
We have more Harleys than the Harley dealership here.
That is true. Wow. That is very true.
I was going to say that my buddy only had like 10 Harleys on his showroom floor at one point. I think the Harley Davidson here only had two a couple months
ago. I heard just the other day they had three bikes down there.
Yeah. They had one outside and the other two were inside the dealership.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how many do we have over there? Really, we shouldn't be saying that word because I know that's your bad word. But, you know, I'm just saying he doesn't like
it. It's friendly rivalry. I like Harley. With competition brings the best out of both brands, I think.
I know I'm not supposed to ask this, but did you ever ride one?
I've ridden.
Like you had owned
a Harley? I've never owned.
No, that's what I meant. Like I've never owned.
I've had 10 Americans, and I've never owned a Harley.
That was you guys couldn't see that are listening to audio, but both Joe and Gabe both took a sip of their drink at the same time. It was pretty amazing.
Our thirst is synced.
It's that general manager. That was simpatico.
But to get back to that topic, though.
Oh, you're going to transition back to topic. That's my job, damn it.
Sorry.
But what were you saying?
It was just like something fresh on my mind.
You know, GMs. Always GMing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Always GMing.
One GM's bad enough. Two is too many.
Two is rough.
When we start getting off topic and we start going on and on and on and on.
No, wrong. It's more like a.
I like that.
That's a better one.
That gets our attention. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what were you going to say?
man, I think that, Joe, you've been doing this for how long?
I've been in the motorcycle business going on 7 years almost.
So from the car business to the motorcycle business, have you ever seen anything like this happen before?
Nothing at all. It's absolutely wild.
What do you think caused it?
Well, can we talk about politics?
I mean, if it's relevant to motorcycles, yeah.
I think Joe Biden caused it, man.
I don't think Joe Biden caused this.
Have you guys seen this?
I don't know. Do we want that kind of hate on our show yet?
No, I mean, I'm just saying.
We might get some love.
But
my wife's a bleeding heart liberal, right? I might get some love from her.
You might get some love, right?
Have you guys seen those stickers on the gas station pumps where you go fill up and then it's like the sticker of Joe Biden like pointing at the price of gas and it says, I did that?
Oh, it's freaking hilarious.
They're everywhere in my town.
God. I mean, but if you want to talk about politics. Since the presidents have.
No.
I think
this is only because you've been in the show for only 3 months now, okay? We've been doing this for a year and a half in the sense of the pandemic. The pandemic, I think, caused this. In the sense that you want to talk about politics, you got the stimulus packages, okay?
Yeah.
Under both presidents, and which caused an increase of spending.
A huge increase
in spending because now
people... I didn't get my last one, actually, by the way. Sorry.
That's great.
Probably your parents got
there was a second one?
You're not of age.
There was a second one?
I think my mom got my first one.
Yeah, call your mom.
Yeah, there was a second
one. I'm gonna call her.
All right. But going back to it, I think that caused it where people had this extra cash flow. So what did they do? They went and spent it on motorcycles. Because why? Motorcycling is the ultimate social distancing activity.
Only motorcycles?
Well, that's all I care about.
A lot of people did buy motorcycles. I actually...
Off-road, any kind of...
Any way to get away.
Social distancing activities. I mean, you take it into the woods, you take it on the road. I mean...
Rather be stuck on a motorcycle than stuck in the house of anyone else, right?
Wife and kids and stuff.
Yeah, just ask Joe.
Oh, God. I did not mean that, Joe. No. Sorry. Sorry.
Set up.
How are you? Way you go. Yeah. Oh!
Yes, sir.
Kyle, you're getting better here.
I'm working on it.
Okay, because you're not my Coggin.
Oh,
my Coggin.
That was the wrong one.
What? Where's the crazy?
It's right here. This is what I was going to do.
No.
My Coggin.
That is.
I don't know. I still want to add more sound effects, too.
You need more sound effects.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
So my biggest question is, selling your guys' units that are pre-sold, how do you guys show the customer what's new on units that they can't see physically?
You're talking about accessory-wise?
Accessories, but even bikes.
So Indian probably has one of the best portals as far as their website. I mean, every single accessory that they offer, you can equip the bike right there and do a 3D walk around right there with the customer.
Spin it.
Change colors, all that. Yeah, yeah.
Back when you were in the baker side of the house,
yeah, yeah.
You probably would have sold more parts and accessories if you actually would have used this model.
Yeah, Happy uses it. He flips his computer screen around.
When you say
and walks through the customer with it.
I think I still hold the most sold in both stores of Fayetteville.
Oh, this is
you're probably wrong. Right. You're probably right. Per unit, though?
Per unit, too.
Bullshit! Sorry. A little late there, buddy.
Whatever, man. Anyway,
I mean, really? Per unit?
All right, maybe for 1 month, Happy did better than me. 1 month.
Okay, but back to...
Back
Happy, GM Joe, there? Can you back me up on this one?
Yeah, I believe Happy killed you as far as per unit average, as far as just, you know, make sure the customer had everything they needed when they left.
Yeah.
I definitely think, I think Happy did the best.
Happy does a great job, and that's where we can go back to the parts thing, is Happy sells probably too many parts, and he's creating issues for himself in this time right now. Yeah. Like, you're probably creating issues for yourself.
I am. I'm sorry, guys.
Not an issue for Joe or Carson, right?
I mean, I love motorcycles. And it took me 4 times of buying a bike to realize how to actually purchase a bike, which is...
How does that look to you?
To
buying
what?
A bike?
To purchase a bike. I go at this as a Ryer's perspective, okay? Mm-hmm. When I go purchase a bike, I want all my toys right then and there.
All your toys?
All my accessories, all my things. I want, in a sense of... Toys. I want to just pay one payment a month. I want to know that.
For everything.
For everything.
I got you.
So, because.
I mean, if you were to wait on something, it would be like a couple like specialty parts. Because you know they're not going
to
have everything.
I'll wait on my parts coming in. I have to.
Okay? Yeah. But you want to buy.
Day and age. But I don't want to pay $500 now. Okay. Pay $700 for a set of exhaust pipes later. I don't want then another $500 for a breather.
You'd rather spend all the money up front.
I'd rather spend it all in one nice neat package, which also makes it a lot easier to sell to the wife in the sense that I'm not trying to actually.
I need this for the bike. Because now she hasn't seen the bike running without the stuff. Right. Oh, I need this for the bike. It's not going to run right without a breather.
It's not. It's not. And I think that's one big thing is that's probably why he does so good. You need to keep him, man. You probably need to keep
him. It's like a dryer. It doesn't come with a cord.
We got him trapped. I figured out a way.
He did. He figured out a way.
I'm like his girlfriend in high school. I got him knocked out. He got me knocked up.
I knocked him up.
It's a lifetime thing. Like that one girlfriend from high school, she's there forever.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't know it.
We actually talked about this earlier, how you were like basically like, I was like, I'm with you for life. And you're basically like, I know. And that's, it's actually less scary.
I love that. Great job, bro. You captured it.
Yep.
But I mean, that's I've bought, and this is probably bad to say, I've bought 7 motorcycles in the past year.
You run a dealership. I hope you actually buy more than that.
I didn't buy any of my parts, except for my last one, before I bought the bike.
You want to know why?
Because I didn't talk to Happy.
You didn't talk to Happy. I mean, otherwise.
Where was the Q thing from Kyle?
What do you want me to do?
What kind of cue music could that have been?
That was like a, I mean, like, and the lead up, you know.
All you heard was.
Oh, my God.
But honestly, there's an art to buying a motorcycle. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, though, it's a need. It's a want, not a need, right?
Right, correct. But you do things with it.
And I want my bike to sound like a motorcycle. I want it to sound, I don't want it to sound like a Vespa. All right.
Let Kim go.
Because I want the real wave, not the fake wave. Not like, I just got pissed off with that wave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I want my bike to sound good. Whether it be a metric or American, you want it to sound good. And there's two of that. There's other things. Like, okay, if you're in your exhaust, you need a breather. More air in, more air out, yada, yada, yada. Get the flash tunes with it that come with it. There's a lot of things that go into it. I want to be comfortable. It does. Right.
Well, not only that, but, you know, you purchasing some things like that in advance is going to help the bike run better. It's going to make you happier. But in the end, like, my big thing is it's going to make the bike run better if you do the right stuff to it and get it done by the right person. And then once you do that, now the bike's going to last longer. So it's almost like insurance. Correct. In a way.
And it's also, you set it up the way you want, you're going to ride it more.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy it.
If you enjoy it more, then it's not as expensive because expensive toys are only ones that sit in the garage collecting dust.
Wow. Can we like drop a bomb right there? That's a huge philosophy. Mind you, I had a guy that came into the dealership, hadn't rode his motorcycle in probably 2 years.
Oh.
And sold his bike to me.
Where's your gasping sound? Don't you have something for that? Like, like I gave it to you. I mean.
Yeah, I don't have but 8 buttons at a time. You got to give me a little bit of a break.
You wouldn't believe how many bikes we get that, you know, sit in people's garage, come in with 200, 300, 500, 600 miles from, you know, that's all they've ever put on the motorcycle.
I had, do you get that Harley? 4,000 miles on it.
Yeah, and it was a 1998. So
I got my buddy to buy a really bike from.
Oh, you're talking about Stacy's?
Yeah. Stacy's Harley.
Yeah, Stacy's Harley.
Came into the store with 4,000 miles. Harley David, was it electric led?
Yep.
Yeah.
4,000 miles, 1998.
So here it is, a 23-year-old bike?
Mm-hmm. With 4K miles.
So 50 miles a year? I can't do the math.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. And it's a beautiful bike.
And guess what? People are still wanting them and buying them at the most prices because of what's going on though,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And not only that, they're like, they're sitting at home. They don't have anything to do. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, especially when the crisis, COVID crisis, whatever we want to call it, was going on like really bad. Yeah. Everybody was sitting at their house. Everybody couldn't go out. Now it's getting a little bit better, but it might go
back.
Always
gone out on a motorcycle. One, if you wear a full face helmet, I got a mask on.
Exactly. I actually made a video like making fun of that because it was like, wear gloves. And I put on motorcycle gloves and I'm like, put on a face mask. And or I said, keep 5 feet away or 6 feet away, whatever it was. And I put on my helmet and rode away. Like, I thought it was really funny.
That's my point. So motorcycling has always been the greatest social distancing thing.
Exactly. And if you talk to somebody, you could talk on a Cena. You're not going to be sharing the air necessarily. So, and there's been like a bunch of, I'm definitely not a doctor, but there's been like a bunch of studies saying like COVID is not as not effective, but like it's not going to get to you as much if you go outside.
Yeah, that's why everyone holds outdoor restaurants and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah, I get that.
Who's riding indoors?
No. Want to.
What?
I did ride my Grom in a
in the
bring it back to the mini motos, baby. Yeah.
I had to share.
Speaking of mini motos,
baby.
Okay.
Gabe.
I'm down.
I need you to prelude us into one of our future episodes.
So we are going to...
Hold on. Let me ask you the damn question.
Oh, sorry.
I know which one you're going to pick, but we're about to pick up Benelli down here. Mm. So...
Here can you do that? Can you do that one bum 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 thing?
No. I thought you were going to do a laugh.
Why are you so insistent on the sound effects?
Because it
Holy
helps.
Moly.
We're about to pick up Benelli. No, I think that.
What do you think about a mini moto race between our Benelli versus your Groms?
Let me ask you a question, Happy.
Yeah.
You love India?
I do.
You bleed India?
Indians? Yeah.
Guess what I bleed, bro?
Honda?
Grom.
Okay.
My Honda Grom.
What's the wager?
How much you got, Happy?
What do you want to do?
Whatever's in my pocket is what I put up against you.
Put it up.
That's like a Grom tank of gas. That ain't nothing.
You serious?
I'm dead serious.
You want to shake on it first, or you want to just see the money, or what do you want to do?
We're on video. There's no getting out of this podcast.
Mostly audio, but yeah.
So stock for stock.
Stock for stock. The thing is, he's like 300 pounds. I'm
right. So 135. It's 135 cc.
I'm gonna destroy you.
135 cc versus 125 cc.
Can I join?
Honda Groms has
back action ride, and you are you.
If you haven't seen the new Honda Grom. Go check out Pirate Ship Power Sports Instagram, Facebook channel.
Nice little plug there.
And
Facebook channel.
You do have some in stock, right?
We have two in stock, and we actually have three or four more coming before the end of 2021.
Because I'm at a cross point where it's like, I really want Grom.
Yeah,
so I really do. But I feel like I need to stay on brand with Benelli.
Yeah, most people usually want to come work for the better brand, which is Pirate Ship. But,
really?
You
left Indian to go work for...
I do miss Indians. I miss the excitement. Like, walking in here tonight, when I was walking in, I was like, there's something about being around American-made motorcycles.
It was just us. It was me and Happy that you felt the excitement around. It wasn't.
I do like being around you, too.
It wasn't nothing more than that.
Y'all make me excited.
I remember 2 years ago when I begged you to come down here and be a part of this team and be part of the OG crew.
Mm-hmm. He did. Can we talk about that real
quick? Yeah, you go ahead.
So when I first met Happy, what was my first thing that I asked you? I found out that you were SF.
I was Air Force. I was TAC-P.
That was like what I wanted to do.
Right.
Remember I told you?
Yeah, I wasn't SF. I was like, Air Force TAC-P.
But we bonded like that when I found that out. He was SF in my heart.
I'm putting this plug out there. I was not SF. I was a TAC-P.
Happy was there against the Taliban.
I was. I did my tours.
Second and the last time.
I did my tours. But anyways.
Thank you for that. But no, seriously, we had this bond, but Joe didn't want me here.
Who said that?
I asked.
You're the reason.
You asked me.
Oh.
I think it was you.
No, it won't be.
There was a reason why I couldn't come down.
Here's the thing. When I first got hired on, I knew nothing about motorcycle business aspect. I was just a customer. And I'm pretty sure Joe hated the fact that I was coming down. So the last thing he wanted was a 19-year-old
Starbucks worker.
Wait, whoa. Hold the phone. Okay, I just wanted to do that.
Can I get a venti with that? I want that thing venti size.
No. Trenta, buddy.
Which
Trenta.
Is funny because he sells mini motos, which is nothing venti at all.
Oh my God.
Cake pops.
Oh,
cake pop.
All right. You nailed it there, buddy. You nailed
the pink
it.
One, the I'll pink worry. Cake pop is literally my favorite.
But I'm pretty sure Joe was not sure about me coming down here, but Carson like pretty much did what Carson does, and he's like, "Here, you get this," and he's like, "Oh,
well, he made a great." It's weird because like sometimes everybody thinks like, "Oh, Carson's decisions are like that, and they're not like the best, or they're a little nervous about it, right?" But like he makes great decisions. Like I'm not gonna lie, like he's sitting UC down.
Well,
here,
obviously
like a powerhouse down here.
He's powerhouse in Fayetteville and in Wilmington. I mean,
he's used to making quick decisions.
I'd say
that his best decision was hiring me.
Okay, hold on.
I think his best decision was letting Joe hire you.
Joe didn't hire me.
I will not take that hire. I can't. There's no way in this world. No one can give me that one. I can't. Can't do it.
I mean,
I don't know.
You know what actually bonded me and Joe?
What's that?
Was a podcast.
Yeah, a podcast.
We used to listen to podcasts. So we used to drive from Wilmington to Fayetteville twice a week.
Yeah, because I had to train up in Fayetteville because I knew nothing about.
Lived here still. And I was still working at Baker. The store wasn't open yet.
Okay.
So we would drive back and forth, and we would carpool just for gas purposes and for safety, you know, just because it was late at night.
See, I got a bond, too.
And we used to listen to podcasts. And
what was the podcast? What was the number one?
It was Unsolved Mysteries, and it was about Flimmy Flammy.
Yeah.
But now you know what's going to happen. They just want to listen to themselves. So they're going to listen to this
I feel podcast. Like Happy is going to be – this is perfect that Happy is, like, the main person and you're the co. I don't know why you decided. You should have switched it because
– Because I actually talk and Joe just sits over there.
That's mostly that why. Not,
Joe has a lot of knowledge.
Knowledge, that's what the co-host does. He provides the knowledge.
Yeah, I'm just here.
But I'm here for the entertainment value, and he's here because he actually knows how to run
– All electronics.
All the electronics.
Yeah, if I wasn't here, none of this would probably not.
It would be a cell phone recording. It would be me and Joe like around one cell phone. Kim would be calling in, okay, as we're trying to talk.
Just try to do this.
You think I'd even have a freaking microphone to speak on?
No.
Okay, so once we realized we decided to bring Kyle on board.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I pitched this to Kyle before I pitched this to Joe. Okay.
What?
Yeah, I pitched this to Kyle because it's the Happy Kyle Productions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that your company now?
Now, first off.
That is a dope name.
I
like
Thank
it.
You.
We know. I like that. We know.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, dude, like, first off, though, I did kind of tell him whenever he brought up the podcast, I was like, no.
Yeah, he shot me down.
And then he kept talking to me about it, and I was like, please stop talking to me about it. And then he literally just kept going and going, and I was like, well, I do what I do best. Yeah. And then literally he started bringing more and more
Happy
and more ideas.
He's a sales professional. He literally is a sales professional.
It happens when you believe in something and he loves something. That's all
I just
he
love
wants
his passion.
Do.
Like, yeah. It's true. You don't get many people that have that much passion. You have a handful of people. I mean, us around
so I had to wait. I had to wait until he came down. Okay. And I basically was like, look, no, this is legit. So this is what I want to do. Joe was easy to sell.
Joe was always easy to sell.
He was easy to sell in the sense that I was like, hey, Joe, want to do podcast? He's like, I'm on board.
Let's go.
He's like, I don't know what I have to do, but I'm on board. I'm like, he goes, I totally want to do this. I was like, oh, I guess I have to
come
with us now.
The only thing he won't buy is gas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, full circle right there, baby. Full circle. McDonald's drive through.
Yeah, we were talking about Teslas before. I probably should get a Tesla. It'd probably be easier.
You would forget to plug it in, and then you'd be screwed because there's no gas.
There's a lot of room for the kids.
Yeah, well. See what happens.
I think I'm interested in one.
All right.
Wait, what about electric motorcycles? Can we?
That's a future episode. Thank you very much for a future plug.
Right, I just need to stop talking.
Yeah. No, this is good because this is the kind of stuff.
This is the kind of stuff that we are going to talk about on this podcast.
I like that.
Electric motorcycles, the future of the industry, mini motos.
Electric stuff does well for me.
Yeah, let's talk about a little bit of electric. You have the hat on. What exactly is a one wheel?
One wheel boards.
Yeah.
They are electric skateboards.
It's one down, one back.
How does that integrate to the power sport industry?
Just foot?
I feel like, what? Believe it or not.
1 foot forward, 1 foot back.
One foot forward, one foot back.
Yeah, I guess that's better.
That's like,
oh, sorry.
No.
There we go.
Nice. We tied that, guys. Nice.
I forget because I'm involved in the conversation, guys. You know?
I know. But you're here producing. Still.
I'm working on it.
So a lot of people, believe it or not, just like you pitched that to Kyle, I pitched it to Carson. He didn't. At first, he was like, no.
What a puck?
He said no.
One wheel boards.
Because I tried to bring on coffee down here, okay? And he shot me down. He didn't just shoot me down. He like took like a battle axe to it.
Took me two tries. That was it. After the first one, I said, all right, I'm going to do this. I showed him the video. I said, I bet y'all sell our first order like that. Next thing you know, first month sold. And it wasn't even about making the sales. There's not another retailer on this side of like the East Coast. Like from here all the way down to Myrtle Beach. So I said, I did my research. Of course, right? You're going to propose a plan. You better do your research. And I said, I think we can do very well. And so for the power sports, to answer your question, they do great. I had four sold just to use to rip around the racetrack, like drag strips. So people are using them to go up and down drag strips. They're using them.
So it's like a new pit bike.
New pit bike. This is the new world pit bike. Literally, one wheel boards have become on the dirt. People are using them at dirt tracks now, at all these races, and they're using them to get around because they're super easy to do. And yeah. I mean, if you can balance two wheels, you probably really good at balancing.
And it doesn't take that long to get used to it because it's not really like.
Kyle's rode it and he learned it in like 1 minute.
Well, to be fair, I did do a lot of skateboarding in my day, and it took me a second because it is different.
I did. You attract a younger crowd though at your store, right?
Remember there was like a month ago. There was one guy that was. I mean, I don't remember how old
72
he is.
72 years old.
Yeah, he was old.
72-year-old man bought
older,
one wheel.
Older. He wasn't old. I'm sorry to our older listeners.
He was old.
Dur.
Yeah.
And he bought 72 years old. His wife was 70. She was the one who wanted it.
A one wheel board.
A XR one wheel board.
Yeah. Not just a one wheel board, the XR, which is faster. It's like 18 miles an hour.
And it's that like the bigger one? Yeah, $1,800. Mm-hmm. And they bought
Did he buy accessories?
They both bought about $300 worth of accessories per person.
What accessories can you put on one wheel board?
I mean, fenders, side rails, hand.
You know how you see
the
wheel everything. When you step on it? You can get like a fender that goes over it so you don't like touch the wheel. And there's like all these like special.
That's probably good because I probably eat.
Yeah.
I probably.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Thank you.
You probably wouldn't though.
It's
you,
not.
Come
that
and
bad.
Learn with me one time. You'll be good.
I'm
you know
scared.
What? What's the best thing is like taking one of those on the beach. Taking your shirt off and just riding them up and down the beach.
Nobody wants to see this with the shirt off. I look good with clothes on.
Yeah, but it wouldn't matter about how you looked because the girls would just want to ride that board. So they want to get you off of it somehow.
They'd only want to ride.
Hey.
Hold on. I'm confused.
Oh, no.
Nope, it's PG-13.
One wheel boards are the new pit bikes of the century.
Okay, I'll take
it. I can see that.
I believe it. All right. What can I bring you on down here? What can we pitch down here to bring on? Because it's different clientele. What I thought about was like, okay, you have
I'm
your 70-year-old.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on.
You have a younger crowd. Generally, you have a younger crowd.
Bring it back.
Down there. Mm-hmm. Okay. With the Groms, with the.
For sure.
With the Rockets and that kind of, with metric bikes and stuff. We don't have that such kind of draw here. American, you know, used Harleys, Indian. What would be a good fit that brings in a different crowd?
You guys have this San Diego. It's weird, right? San Diego, right next to the beach type of feeling.
Okay.
Literally. Super 73s.
Super 73s.
Oh, those are those
electric bicycles.
Bicycle things. Yeah.
Super 73s.
I've seen those. Yeah,
you know, I've been doing some research on that, and that's going to go into another plug of ours in the sense of the electric motorcycles versus electric bikes because comparison, because one's expensive, one's not, but yada, yada, yada. But you're saying Super 73s, so that's why I need research.
Super 73s. Look it up.
Okay, I'll research it.
And just look at it, and then... come back episode. And then make me a second guest and I can be like an actual.
You can't invite yourself. That's not proper etiquette.
I take it back then.
Nice. Way to go.
I appreciate that, Joe. Just remember me in the long run.
I'm just kind of hard to forget the youngest general manager in freaking Baker or in Joe's mind, world history.
I don't think I am the youngest and maybe I am.
You know what he sounds like when he gets a sale?
Kids getting divorced?
kids getting divorced or parents getting divorced and kids getting two Christmases.
Yeah.
No. Oh my God. But, all right, folks.
Yeah.
I think we've rambled on long enough here. Okay. I want to thank Gabe for coming down.
Guys. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And I just want to say I'm proud of you, man. You're doing a great job.
Appreciate it.
So,
was that a joke? Oh, no. Was it? Yeah. Oh, my bad.
I think he was serious.
hey, producer Mike Hogg.
Yes.
What is our next episode? talking about.
Next episode is going to be about stunters and the mini moto scene, because I didn't have much to say about, you know, the market and how that's all going. But, you know, I can see, but I don't know. But the next episode is going to be about stunters, mini moto scene. You have this a lot to add to that as well. So.
I got like a little bit. This is like my upcoming passion. This is definitely your scene. Like, yeah, if this was a truly Indian episode only, then they'd be like, yeah, you know, just step aside.
Well, and not only that, I'm going to bring a guest along as well. So
we have a guest.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I'm kind of excited.
I'll show you. Yeah. So he's a local guy to me. He's got a mini moto as well, and he's, you know, stunts, bikes, and stuff like that. So he'll have a little bit extra to offer me and basically say, like, you know, that I don't suck or something like that. That'd be awesome if he does that, but I have no idea.
Oh, we'll you see. Trying to get a plug for yourself there right now?
No, I guess. I guess that does.
You don't suck, Kyle. I couldn't do this without you.
Yeah. You're very good at the board.
I mean, dude, yeah.
Not really. I'm learning, but hey, yeah. I'll take what I can get.
Hey,
but.
I would like to say I don't think I actually broke my cuss bombs.
Say again?
It's still PG-13.
I think we're actually might be in PG.
No, you said like one word.
I feel like I need to hold my finger over the button.
I'm not going to. I'm going to behave. All right. Okay. I think I used up my, I thought I used my allotment up for this episode, last episode, but
probably. The fact is. Did you drop?
I think like two.
Yeah.
God. I think.
Oh God.
It was, I'm hoping that we don't get canceled because of it.
This has got to stay PG. The kids love this type of stuff, man.
I know. Trying to behave.
Hey, I want
to
say thank you guys for having me too.
And, yes.
I look forward to listening to this a lot. So.
Yeah, for sure. Don't worry.
This is going to be awesome. And and we haven't said we're going to push for 2 times a month, bi-monthly. Is that correct?
I think we're going bi-monthly to start off with. If we start getting picking up following, you have a Instagram page and a Facebook page, right?
Instagram, Facebook. I'm going to have YouTube where you can actually watch us. If you guys are listening on, I'm going to push for Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Okay. Apple Podcasts, to my knowledge, is going to take a minute. But those are the two I'm going for podcast.
Do we have an email page or anything like that where we can actually get comments?
I mean, I guess I could comment. I mean, in a future episode, I can.
I guess Facebook. If you have a Facebook page,
yeah, exactly. Or Instagram. Just DM me on Instagram. That's probably going to be the easiest way because I'll see it really quickly and it won't get so cluttered with all this stuff. I take care of.
But Facebook, you can pull up on the computer. We can actually read those comments live. Correct. Instagram, we'd be stuck with phones.
Instagram and Facebook are owned by the same company. So
I know, but one's more phone centric and one's more computer centric. I don't know how to get an Instagram on.
Okay. Oh God. Let me turn them down. I'm social media manager, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Plus he's 40.
Plus, I was gonna say the age is a thing on this guy right here, right?
My sister nailed that on me today because I was like getting a QR code. Best known topic.
Is this going on YouTube?
All right, we're done.
Yes, it is going on YouTube. If you want to, watch it and actually see Happy's beautiful face. Oh, God.
My beautiful, luscious beard, which everyone's trying. Joe just got trimmed up today.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, just for the
episode. Just for this episode. I mean, this is Happy.
I'll work on mine.
The One Down, Five Up podcast.
Yeah, I'm Kyle, producer. Joe?
Co-host.
Boogie. Can we stop using his government name?
Boogie. AKA Boogie Bear. Yep.
All right. And thank you, Gabe, for coming out. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Gabe.
Yeah. Right. We'll see you guys next time. Happy. I'll let you do it. I don't want to be a mic hog.
Talk to you guys later. See you next time. One Down, Five Up is out.
Thanks, guys.